Okay, we're gonna go ahead and get started. Okay, I think we're live. Go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:01 PM on Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Kenrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on June 14th. Were there any changes or corrections? I noted one. Oh, Katie, yeah, Katie Cry. Katie was misspelled. Besides that, everything else was good. So. Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes with the one noted change.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the encroachment agreement. Right, Wilson?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Come on up. That's fine. Or whoever wants to come up. That's fine. Either way.
Deny.
Okay. So, just a note for the board: this is the second encroachment since the first individuals are not here. So this is for 314 East Market, right? Okay. And. As I was looking at the map, what I was trying to understand is, are you extending a fence up into the, or you don't currently have a fence, you're building a fence? Okay. So the black line that I'm seeing there, is that going to go, it goes down to the...
We want it to go all the way out to the sidewalk.
Out to the sidewalk, okay. And I did call Nathan Bilger this morning just to kind of make sure I had a good understanding. So you're is a 4-foot chain link up front?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, because I know our ordinance.
That side yard.
Okay.
And attached to the house, so that the dogs can just go out the door.
Yeah, sure. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. You guys have any questions about it?
No.
I do not.
Okay. Okay, we'll make this easy then. I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement for 314 East Market Street as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, so two last things then. Number one, Rosie, you want to tell them what next step is?
Yeah, we'll get this back to the Planning Commission tomorrow, and then you need to just go through the process with them.
Okay.
And second and last comment is that, as you know, easements and right-of-ways are there so that if we need to get in them for utility purposes or whatever, we can do that. So what I tell everyone is that if our utilities have to get in there and we can't get a hold of you, we will, as gently as possible, remove that, but it'll be on you to re-put it back in. Okay? Excellent. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Say what? It won't be unlocked. Okay? Thank you very much. Have a good day. Oh, yeah, I forgot to get your names. I'm sorry. Can you state your names real quick?
Jeffrey Wright.
Okay.
Kathy Wright.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Have a good night. I'm getting comments. The audio is not great. It appears to be... Not sure. We'll see what we can do. Okay, next up is Bradley and Alyssa Allen, which is at 665 North Long Ridge Road. They are not here. I'm assuming they were notified of our meeting.
Yeah, they were.
Okay. I'm assuming the orange is the fence line. This is on page 9 of your packet.
Mm-hmm.
Department heads, did you guys get a chance to see the encroachment for that 665 North Long Ridge? Okay. When I looked at the map, it looked like it backed up to a retention wetland type area. I just didn't know if there was any concerns.
Should not be. Same as normal.
Okay. Borden, any concerns about this?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Okay. Make a motion we approve the encroachment agreement for 665 North Long Ridge Road as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded by whoever Sally chooses. For the discussion. All those in favor should leave. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Do we send, since they're not here, do we send them letters with your kind of a, you know, repair of the fence that we have to take?
No, it automatically goes back to them, but I'm not so sure that isn't in here, but the planning commission will tell them.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, anything else? All those in favor should the usual sign. It is unanimous. And I hear Nicole getting ready, so let's go to bills.
Yeah. I do have a question.
Oh.
On the payroll, it says June 24th, but the one that I saw was dated June 7th.
17th.
The pay file was June 17th. Yeah. Is there another one that I'm missing somewhere?
I may have just put the wrong thing on there because I haven't seen it before.
Okay, that's fine.
I felt sorry for you guys. I really did.
Oh, wait.
That sucked.
There is where it says pay file ending 617, but then it says date June 24th.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Okay.
I would have been too.
Okay, I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,479,717.40. From the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated June 28th, 2022.
That Cody
doesn't have.
Second. Motion seconded for the discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $282,277.21 plus overtime in the amount of $26,182.40. For the pay file ending June
17, 2022. Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. To be clear, Rosie, is this the allowance docket that takes into account all the overtime from the storm?
No, that'll be the next
one. That'll be the next one. Okay.
Wait.
The storm was
this
two
one
weeks
was
ago.
Dated June. June 17th?
Yes, well, no, because a lot of us on the weekend.
This would have a week of it.
Yeah.
Oh, this one is. Okay, gotcha. So the next one will be.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
So the next one may be similar or.
Yeah.
I think, next one may be a little salty.
Yeah. Okay. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay. We will go to department head reports. Tom, I'm going to start with you.
Of course. Well, we had Old Settlers, which went without a hitch, and there's a few things we'd like to upgrade and maybe improve. We had some equipment get broke because of the storm that we're going to have to go through and repair. Other than that, things are going pretty good. Our hiring process... we had, of the six candidates that we had applications for, five showed up, three passed, so we're moving those on to the CPAT test. That's just about it.
Question to Tom. Thank you, Tom. Chip?
Westgate's going along smoothly. We had some issues with water line insulation, taking the canal where pipe was, but everything. Speak.
Question to Chip. Thank you. Mike.
Slow tolling. We hold 919,000 gallons. Our crane repairs have been completed, other than a few small things that they need to come back on. We had our sludge boiler inspection by Cincinnati Insurance. Supposed to meet with Midwestern hopefully next week sometime after I get back on the CSO-19. They were supposed to have some drawings and some ideas on that. The headworks pumps are finally completed, put in, all repaired. And then I'd like to touch on the long-term control plan. I wasn't here at the last meeting, but there was 8 change orders for the whole project. And after it was all said and done, we had a savings of $96,398 less than the original contract price. So I thought that was pretty good.
It is.
So just a... pat on the back to United and Joe for his inspection on some of his ideas, and that saved quite a bit of money on the project.
Yep. Trying to remember how many change orders were in the previous long-term control plan project that that I end up coming into. Walt, you were sort of a part of that too.
Oh, with the company for our EQ basin?
Yes.
I won't mention the company name, but
yeah.
No, it was probably
significantly more.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, it was bad. So appreciate all that work. It made a big difference, obviously. And anytime we can come in under our, I guess, projected or
close to 100,000, that's pretty good.
That is fantastic. And a lot of that does credit goes to United, to our inspectors, to, you know, your work and others who really put in the effort to make that project come in under budget, but also make it valuable for our customers. So thank you. Anything else?
Nope. That's it.
Question to Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Out in Dogwood, we started putting in that drain. We've got the one manhole in, and then Walker's is going to shoot grade on the pipe sticking out and go from there and give us a design where they want us to put the other one. That builder out there, I think he thought he was going to get away with something because I was gone. And I told him I didn't want any more water coming back to the north.
Yep.
And he put a swell in from the properties that are along Business 30. And guess where the swell dumps? So I know the owners, several of the owners that live around there have got a hold of Craig Wagner also, and Craig says he's got to change it. So I don't know. This guy has not been really forthcoming with anything. He tells you, well, I'm not going to do anything, because I told him I didn't want anything done out there until we got the drain problem taken care of. And he's just done everything that he's wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, when he came in, I think we 2 weeks ago, I think we made it very clear to him that he was to work with you on that drainage issue.
Well, so. I do know one of the property owners out there told him he's either going to take that swell the other way, or he says, I'll fill it in. So I don't know how big a fight that's going to be out mm-hmm. there. But
gotcha.
And then we've got, I think we got four new houses we got to hook up.
Good. You know, so. Great. Question to Mike. Thank you, Mike. Kelly.
Yeah, I just wanted to recap a little bit of last couple weeks here. You guys know we're working on the concrete out here. When that storm hit Monday night, we came in. There were six of us that worked for 4 hours till 2 o'clock in the morning getting stuff out of the roadways, and then the fun started the next day, and then guys were still finishing up pour on the concrete. It was 90 some degrees. It was terrible that week, and just extremely proud of our guys for putting their head down, and nobody complained, and we all worked together really well, knew what had to happen, and this is the third week now, and we just pretty much got both sides cleaned up to where we want it. And then guess what, next week is limb pickup, so we'll start back over everything again and make a round, but it shouldn't be as bad, you know, if we don't have any more storms. But like I said, I'm just, our guys, I can't be more proud of, you know, the way they handled that and worked together. And shout out to Mike and Mark Hahn sent, Mike was still off, but Mark sent three guys to help us to chip brush one of those days while the guys were still doing concrete, and which was huge. Really appreciated that. And so the bike racks installed in there today. They did some more caulking to finish up that project. Had to hang another sign on one of the poles that were up now. And then that's it. So. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, I said it last time. I don't think you were here, Kelly, but, you know, the sidewalk work came out just fantastic. In fact, I think I posted something on just, you know, thanking your guys and stuff. But We had someone on there that said they were downtown, I think maybe 2 or 3 days after we opened it, utilized it. They were so thankful for the smoothness of the sidewalk and the, you know, the new ADA ramp that goes up that middle section that used to be stairs, things like that. So I think it's, and obviously in wintertime, it'll definitely help out in a lot of ways also. So, question to Kelly. Thank you. Sean.
Well, obviously, as Kelly said, I couldn't be any more proud of my guys as well. You know, we came in 10 p.m. last Monday night, and my guys worked until all through the night, till 10 p.m. the following night, 24 straight hours with no sleep. And I kept going out, giving them food, giving them breaks, and they're like, we don't want to take a break. There's still people out of power. And I said, you have to take a break. It's a safety issue. You have to take a break. So my guys had averaged 40 to 45 hours of overtime that week on top of their normal 40 hours of work. So they worked every day for at least 18 hours for 5 straight days, basically.
Yep.
And not one of my guys complained. None of the other departments shut an eye when I asked for help. You know, Mark Hahn brought a back truck clear out the, you know, Spear Road to back a hole for us because we had, you know, if you haven't seen photos of what Spear Road looked like, if you've ever seen what a tornado looks like, that's what Spear Road looked like. Holes snapped in half. It was carnage, and my guys just, I can't say enough great things about their work. Of course, I was there with them, but I wasn't the one out there doing all the work, and I was doing what I could to help, obviously, and coordinate, but those guys deserve all the praise, and I appreciate our community, all the nice things they've said to me, to my guys. They've brought in candy, they've brought in food, they've brought in donuts, they've brought in, and for the most part, you know, I've gotten a couple of emails with some really negative things that people just don't get it, you know, because their power was off for 4 hours that night, you know, and they just don't get it, and that's fine, that's going to happen, but the mayor will not let me respond to them, so thank you, Mayor, for not letting me respond to them.
Maybe in a couple months, maybe I'll let you respond to them.
It's still not going to be great.
I think that's a good idea.
No. But, no, I just appreciate everybody that chipped in to help. And, you know, right now we're finally getting back to our normal projects. We're grinding stumps for the tree board. Getting some of that cleaned up. And we took delivery this week on the Digger Derrick truck that you guys approved back in 2019. It was dropped off today, and today and this afternoon it went to the shop, and they have to fix it already. So there was a small oil leak in one of the seals, so it's over at the Freightliner shop. They're going to fix it, obviously under warranty, but we're just happy to have it. It's going to be a great piece of equipment for us. I think I feel more like a firefighter today than ever. Get a brand new piece of equipment and it's broken already. So, I know what Tom's goes through on these things now. But no, thanks for everybody that reached out with kind words. Like, we have people just dropping water off to our guys and pop, and like I said, none of my guys complained. None of them checked out early. They were all there for the whole length of it, and I can't say enough great things about them. So anyway, we're moving on with other projects. I've got the plans for Main Street street lighting this week. Hopefully have those approved by next week, and we'll start sending that out for bid. So that's going to be a great project this fall. We got all the steel structure for the north substation project that we've obviously approved a few months ago. All the steel is in. So they're going to deliver that next week to the substation. They'll start working on that project once the weather kind of cools off a little bit. So no, just a lot of things going on, and appreciate everybody's support during the storms, obviously.
Questions, thoughts?
Sean, you said Main Street. Because I think I've seen the state out through there. They were just doing survey work?
Could be.
Yeah, but there's two or three trucks, and they look like that's what they were doing. This past week, so.
I've noticed a lot of traffic study work going on right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is related to the US 30 project or what this is.
Yeah.
But even Raver Road coming out of town, there's traffic count going on there. I'm not sure what they have planned, but
yeah,
I have seen the state around a lot of as well.
I'd love to see the traffic count on Van Buren Street this week.
Oh.
Or last week. I mean, it's going to continue. Yeah, we know that obviously to the public, US 30 obviously is not anything we have control over. NDOT has been notified, and I continue to push people toward NDOT who have concerns about the way things are listed. We did have a resident who had contacted me, and I responded and carbon copied NDOT for response regarding what's going on, and basically, obviously, I went up there today, and they're putting drainage pipe, I think, underneath 30 currently right at Walmart, kind of actually near the substation. But long story short, though, is they're just doing this work along the way, and so the response back from NDOT was basically because it's harder to shift lanes of traffic as they go back and forth. They just do one full lane. I think one of the concerns that was brought up, and it was a good concern by the resident, is when you get to a turn lane, you don't know where to go in. You have to figure out which cone to dive in between because it's not very clear. So again, those concerns have been taken to NDOT. Again, I encourage residents who have concerns about US 30 to go directly to, I think you can just search NDOT for U, number 4, letter U. On Google or whatever, and it'll take you to the right page, or go to ndot.in.gov. So anyways, but getting back to Sean, super proud of those guys. I mean, I checked in a couple of times with him and his supervisors and just some of the guys along the way, and just throughout that week, and it was just crazy, but they did a great job, and I will echo what Sean has said, just the amount of support from our customers and the public in general, fully understanding it was 90 plus degrees out there. They were out there for hours upon hours upon hours. And it was very clear that our customers had a pretty good handle on the situation and why it was what it was. I thought one other thing came out of that that Sean and I actually talked about was that just how far our relationship with REMC has came, and just the ability for us to work together, to chat together, to make sure that we're on the same team, if you will, because they're all our customers, if you will. And so I think we made some really great strides with that, even so much that, you know, we're going to see if maybe we can do a side-by-side, Sean and Eric or somebody, side-by-side little chat about kind of our different utilities and what they do and how we work together, because we have worked together a lot more than we ever did in the past, more recently. So really proud of all them and obviously especially our guys, and really proud of our team, all of our team. Everybody stepped up, made a big catastrophe go as smoothly as it could. So thanks, Sean. Terry.
Well, the public free Wi-Fi is done, up and running at park, pool, and downtown. It's other than some management issues that we'll have along the way, it's operating as expected, so that's good to have that project finally done after a year-long wait. The only major project that we have left is we have 3 Cisco switches that we have on order for a couple of our buildings that got their switches damaged in a storm, and we have loaners in there, so we're hoping that we're going to get them by the end of July, which would be extremely fast considering we waited on one for 10 months. So other than that, it's just day-to-day stuff. Repair this, and we got some new copiers coming in. And
questions to Terry? Thank you, Terry. Also want to appreciate SOS getting on our couple of fiber projects that we had during the storm and other things that really made a big difference.
They did a great job.
Quick job. They did, and gotten a lot of really positive feedback about the Wi-Fi project. A lot of really positive feedback, and so We had a, I know there was one mom who had was at a soccer practice, I think, at Morse's Park, and just talked about how she could work in the car while her kids were, you know, doing soccer practice. Another at the aquatic center who, you know, it just, again, that's quality of life. That's a big deal. And especially as the fiber goes in and we continue to improve that technology, I think it's going to be a really good thing. So thanks for your work on that. And perseverance. So. Okay, so we have actually two youth council members here, although one is here for youth council and one is my intern currently. So, Sam, you want to introduce yourself? So name, year in school, and what you're working on as my intern.
Sam, I will be a junior, and as your intern, I've interviewed a few department heads, writing some newsletter articles about them, just learning what the inside of local government looks like from the inside, not just somebody that's looking from the out looking in. And it's just been a really cool experience.
Thank you. Question, Sam? Thank you. Elena, you want to introduce yourself and just talk about what the Youth Council did?
Yeah, so my name is Elena, and I'm also going to be a junior. And at our last Youth Council meeting, it was at the end of May. And for our service project, we helped at the Historical Society by doing some landscaping for a little bit. And then because it was our last meeting of the year and that was our last meeting with the seniors, we kind of wanted to do some activities to say goodbye and kind of some memorable activities for them to take with them. So we went to lunch in Fort Wayne, and then we did an activity where we went to the zoo and just kind of hung out and then went back to school at the end of the day.
Questions of mine? Thank you. Marcia.
Nothing.
RC.
I've nothing.
I feel like there was something I needed to tell you, but maybe I've already covered it. As you both know, I will be out for the next two meetings. So if one of you are not able to make it, we will have to cancel. that is true.
Near you.
That's true. No, I think a lot of, obviously, we're running right now, chicken with our head cut off, because we kind of got backtracked a little bit with the storm, and obviously projects are roaring right now. I know that Mark had a couple of incidences this weekend that at the Aquatic Center that I think we got taken care of. Just in case you hear anything, obviously feel free to reach out to me or Mark. Nothing really bad, just a couple of different things that we got addressed. Obviously, Old Settlers, as mentioned, seemed to go off fairly well. The parade, I think, went pretty well. It was a little shorter than I think it has been in past years, but there was obviously a threat of rain, so I'm sure that had a piece of it, but didn't seem like it really dampened the crowds very much, I will say that. It seemed like the crowds are pretty strong. So, but I know I speak on behalf of our departments to say that we're glad that it's over, and we're ready to move toward 4th of July, and as a reminder, our Independence Day celebration is on the 3rd of July at Morse's Park. I think it starts at 5?
What?
Independence Day celebration.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think it starts around 5. Same thing as normal, food trucks, music, bounce houses, obviously fireworks at like that 10-15-ish time frame. Cam Tour is back this year, and so good stuff. Walt.
I have nothing.
Nicole.
I have nothing.
We have no press. We have no audience. So we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.